I'm sorry,
in light
you're back over here.
Well, I'd be glad to have any help you give us. It's just a matter of whether you, I don't think the mic would pick you up over there.
That's what I won't get it.
Where did
you carry my voice back, New York.
Where did you hang your clothes in the old days? Call that a
wardrobe?
Uh-huh. And if it's built in,
closet.
Closet. And then it was rare, huh? And outside the boards that are on the side of the house, cover the side.
Weather boarding.
Uh-huh. And how far is this? This isn't a very big. I didn't notice. Do you have a place to sit out in front?
Is that a piazza or porch?
Uh-huh.
They have several names here in the South for that. A veranda.
Mm-hmm. What you say now?
We say porch now.
Well, now the word veranda carried the implication of a porch that went almost three parts around your house. That was a veranda.
What was the piazza then?
That was just the one in front.
Uh-huh.
A porch.
I think more or less a slang word, a piazza now.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure about that. Piazza, but I think that's more slang.
If you have just a little shelter over your back door, what do you call that?
Well, they call that a stoop.
Uh-huh. And the fenced area next to the barn where the cows were kept before you milked them?
We had in this special. Take
them in from the pasture, and before you put them in the stall, you keep them in a little
lot.
Cow lot. Oh, yeah. I see mm-hmm. what you're driving at.
And you didn't have many rocks or stones around, but if a farmer happened to have a field full of rocks or stones, he'd gather them up, clear the field of them, and build a fence or a wall. What would you call that?
I think I never have heard the definition for that in this area.
Just don't have any stone around.
Because we didn't have much of that kind of building.
Mm-hmm. A large wooden vessel that was open at the top with a handle, and you keep water in it in the house, milk.
Bucket.
Uh-huh. And if it was made out of metal, it would be a...
Pail.
A pail.
It would be a pail. Uh-huh. And you fry your eggs in the morning in a
skillet?
Frying pan.
Uh-huh.
I say frying pan.
And
you say skillet, I say frying pan.
Because
I've always said frying pan.
Where do you think you got the word skillet? Is that an old term or new one? Or?
I think that would be a new term.
New
skillet.
Term. Skillet. Uh-huh. The old term would be, if you use it in a fireplace, what would that be?
Well, they called them skillets then, didn't
they? No, they were called, there were two items. They were called a spider and an oven.
Mm-hmm.
Dutch oven.
Well, they didn't call it Dutch oven in those days. It was just the oven.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference between the two was that the oven had no handle, but it did have a lid that had a rim around it. And the oven was used cooking by pushing coals up under it and also piling coals on top of it.
Uh-huh.